Christmas is very close. It is speeding in like a freight train. You came up to me 2 days ago and said, "Hey, Ryan, remember how popular I got last year doing a Christmas song with Dan?" I said, "Yes, Julie, I know, I know." She goes, "Well, look, I want you to do a song and open for me for my new debut hit." I said, "All right,
None
Julie,
of that happened.
I'll do that.
None of that happened.
So you made me stay up overnight and do my own song. We didn't do it together.
We did our own songs. We sang solo.
Yeah, this is our first show together, so maybe one day we could do a nice duet.
Perhaps. But no, it was just because it's my second Christmas season with Bad Radio.
Yep.
And I don't know how it works. I didn't know if they were going to spring a Christmas song on me this year or not. And it never came. So I had one in my mind. Then I kind of started scribbling around as I like walked around the house, just like lyrics. And then no one ever said, "Hey, we're doing Christmas songs." So when we found out that we were going to have a Zen Cartel like the week before Christmas, it provided the perfect stage for us to perform.
Yep. So you came to me and we kind of said, "Okay, we have 2 days to do this. If it works, great. If it doesn't, oh well. Let's find out." We will start with me as I am the opening act for one Julie Dobbs, and I present to you, "My Life Will Never Be the Same," Christmas in Dallas.
Nowitzki Way, Victory Park. Hear news rumbling about a coach that sounds dark. Listen in close with my cartel ears. Found out Monty wouldn't make the new year. Then I was illing because the Mavs were revered. Luka and KP, second coming has neared. Turned my attention to my man Bo Bond. He was taller than me, so I had to move on. Check on the Cowboys, the team looks lost. Cowboys still suck, Jason Garrett good is gone. $1 billion in, no Super Bowls I've seen. Still living in the glory of the 1990s. But I never hate on Jerry cause that ain't right. But maybe I'll invite him to the next fight night. Then I get home, what do I see? New Ranger Stadium up in flames, good grief. It's Christmas time for Dallas teams. They all have their issues, God help me. Luckily the Mavs are a glimmer of hope. Just hope none of them get caught smoking dope. Celebrate the wins every single night. Appreciate the good times, they put up a fight. In the fireplace is the script to the song. Probably really sucks, guess I did it wrong. The cries you hear are the cries of the fandom. All these teams suck, that's become the new standard. So loud gets me in the spirit. He's our last hope, just hope he can hear it. I'm lost, chillin', wonder it's all about. Mavs gotta win and end this drought. The time is now, the place is here. Let's win the damn thing and drink some beer. My name's Medellin with a mic in my hand. Despite the last name, I'm no blow man. Let's open our minds and hope it's near. Looking for a Mavs championship of the new year.
Oh no.
I can't even handle it. Is there more?
That's it.
Oh my God.
Look, there are
that
a lot of
was good.
There are a lot of better rappers on the station.
Are you kidding?
Confirmed.
And I gave it my
best shot. Chip.
You were totally sandbagging your song because that was really good.
That was a safe bet as compared to me singing an actual song. Be able to rap it is a little bit easier on my voice.
That was really well done, really well written, really well rapped.
Yep.
You even had that little Christmas medley in there.
It was off of Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it took me a while to get the flow right, if you will.
I was totally jamming out. I couldn't not jam out, and I couldn't not laugh. And I, once again, have been getting the stink eye from so many people at this table tennis tournament.
All right.
My only critique is you guys should have to do those live out there.
I'll do it live.
Oh, gosh. Mina, we would do it live.
That's okay. One time's
studio.
Enough.
You know that.
It's tougher to do them on remote live. Let's be
makes
honest.
It more fun.
Yeah.
We're about to already get kicked out. Like,
yeah. If we would have tried to do them live here, it would have been very uncomfortable. We would have stopped
even
down.
Even more uncomfortable than that.
All
oh
the
my
matches.
God.
Okay.
I am sweating.
Build up your song.
So hard.
Sell it to me and let's go.
So last year, of course, I did the duet with Dan, Baby,
yes.
It's Cold Outside, which got a lot of run. And this year, I changed it up a little bit. This is a classic Christmas song, but it is a ballad, and it is from the heart. And I've been with the station now for 2 years, 1 year weekends part-time, 1 year full-time with Bad Radio and the Normandy Invasion, and a lot has happened. So I just thought I would put pen to paper and really bare my soul like songwriters do with a ballad. And I did try to sing like real life vocals. And we'll see how it goes. You know, I guess there's no better time than now to just run the tape. I'd heard about KTCK, mostly backlash from gay or not gay, but they didn't have a girl on air, no, did they? It goes like this in my 30s and lost. My TV career was a sunken cost. So I called Seabass cause I'd seen him bird-dogging. Hallelujah. Put up with those fools' taco jokes from Davey. Too much vibrator talk with Gordo. I wanted to leave right then and there. I almost kicked him right out of that chair. When the clock hit 7, I exclaimed, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Shared my dreams and fears. I was getting close to 6 figs before I knew ya. Now I'm back to minimum wage like Jake. I've realized there is no next stage, so I'll sit here and vote for chicken till I die. Hallelujah. We're having fun here, no? Much fun. Hallelujah. Never to say would you be colored in Pleasantville. After that I cried a little at night, but now I've definitely seen the light at a ping pong tournament with Orion Medlin. Hallelujah.
eye open for you because I could have never followed that heartfelt. I'm in tears over here, Julie. You know, first of all, you mentioned me.
Goosebumps.
So is it a song saying hallelujah, you're at the ticket, or is it more of you're screaming hallelujah, like,
I don't know what it is.
How did I end up here?
I don't know, but that's how I
feel. It's for each person to interpret in their own way.
It was from deep in my soul, a heartfelt ballad. You know?
You're getting a round of applause out there, too. They enjoyed it.
I know. How about that? Yeah, you know, it's just telling the story. You know, it's not all laughing and happiness, but it is, because we're always having fun here.
Yeah.
But no, it's just a little ballad for you.
Well, I thought it was going to be tough to follow up your duet with Dan, but you put a lot of time and effort into that. That's a long song.
Mine
was a short little 2 minutes.
It was too long. That was my fear, was that it was like too long and slow. But that last verse, I really wanted to get in there because I wanted to finish on a high being here with you.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, of course, mention that. And I said I really saw the light because of today.
Yeah. We're out here in the elements. We're not back in the studio. We are out in it. And people have been staring at us the entire time.
Yes. But luckily, we had that other lady to take distraction away from us at one point.
Yep. She had to go to the...
what was it called?
The confrontation tent.
Yeah, the confrontation.
They have one of those here.
What if they had one of those in the NHL? Like, just go to the tent and work it out.
It's called the penalty box. Great job, Julie. Decent job, Ryan. Thank you.
Yours was awesome, too.
Shout out to Birmingham, too, because he helped you with yours.
Yes.